Though the floods came, there's still hope among some farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston.
We had 13 inches of rain in about a 24-hour period over Saturday and Sunday. The Harpeth River and the little creek that runs into the river just could not handle it. It just started backing up.
Williamson County farmer Hank Delvin says he's never seen any worse damage on his farm than what the flooding did over that two-day period. He says at least 50% of the fruits and vegetable crops are gone.
We went really from one of the best looking years of crops we've had in a long time. We had a late cool spring and they looked really well. We went from super crop to devastation, and now we've lost probably 50% of all the early stuff.
Now Delvin farms along Interstate 840 in Williamson County and has almost 200 acres of fruit and vegetable production that the family sells to farmers markets and their CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture Program, where nearly 700 people buy a share in the crop to receive a bushel basket of produce weekly. Delvin says even though this is a definite setback, he still has hope for a good growing season this year.
You know, we've been doing this a long time. It's just a risk you take. We're fortunate that we're able to bounce back and start replanting. You know, this week's supposed to be good. Chance of rain this weekend, not too bad. Next week, it'll probably be all right. So, you know, we're ready to just start all over again on a lot of our things. This, like I said, we see our damage, but we see hope on the horizon.
And there are hundreds more farmers just like Delvin in West and Middle Tennessee that are assessing the damage or waiting for the floodwaters to recede to see what can be salvaged from this terrible disaster. For information on how you can help the flood victims in Tennessee, go to www.tnema.org. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.